This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Hey, this is Dave Meltzer live at SolarCon with Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I almost said favorite book, and that's because you're my favorite solar and sales. He is a legend and he's humble, which is why I love Michael O'Donnell. Michael O'Donnell, welcome back.
Thank you so much. So good to be with you again. I think you just like me so much because every time we're together, we're in these amazing, epic places with crazy stuff going on. So that's got to build, this affinity and affection.
I have to tell you something, that we have a greater chance of being in these epic places than not because we live epic lives.
Yes, we do.
And majority of the days, I'm in an epic place around epic people, whether it be Tahiti, New York City.
Tahiti was good.
Great.
Tahiti was awesome.
And you brought, speaking of Tahiti, a side of your personality that I love is that you understand the idea that we never will overachieve our own self-image. And there are some things going on in Tahiti that are not comfortable. I think my daughter explained it as...
We did some uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah. And really uncomfortable.
I was up in a tree for like 18 hours. Like, why am I in Tahiti and up in a tree for 18 hours?
Yeah. Why are rich people...
Doing a vision quest.
Yeah. Why are rich people paying to do things poor people hate to do?
I did have like a good view from that tree.
Yeah.
Looking out over the whole...
But what is it in your personality that breaks through what other people... in their norm, in their daily activity, would never do?
God, what a great question. I'm blessed with having a mom who was sure that there was something better. And where we started was a tough, tough, tough place. And
I feel that.
She found 12-step meetings that rescued us, literally life and death rescued, that rescued me, life and death. And that's led me from person to person who just invited me to say, well, we're on this journey now. You want to come walk on fire?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll go walk on fire. Want to come jump out of a plane? Okay, I'll come jump out of a plane. Sharing with you in Tahiti, being invited by you to really challenge some of the things that I've always thought were true, to say, well, why do I think those things are true? Maybe they're not true at all. Maybe there is this, completely different vision of myself that I could. And you were there with Sam Taggart. Sam Taggart has... literally himself once caused me to have a vision. I'm going to talk about this Saturday in my keynote, a vision that changed my image of who I was financially. I was a person who thought, in the family that I grew up in, who fought every month about money because my dad was a cop, 8 kids, stay-at-home mom. There was always more bills than money. And I was very, very successful for 25 years in sales at my goal, which was to have more money than bills. But I didn't have some epic vision that I was going to be someone who owned a yacht, tied up outside of Monaco or Monte Carlo or Venice. Now I do have that vision. I'm on my way to making that happen. And in fact, this May the 10th, I'm going to be on a yacht in the Mediterranean with about 20 other folks. We're going to be living that vision. So there is truth to it. If you can see it, if you can be guided to it, and then really get a grasp of it and believe in it, your mind will just start, putting the pieces together to make it true. I didn't know that before. Now I know it. Now I'm like, wonder what else I could make true. What else can we challenge ourselves to do?
Exactly. And we can make anything true within a infinite time because we are limited in this lifetime by the embodiment that we're given, the health that we have, the skills that we have, and the knowledge that we have. But when we focus in the delta in our lives, that delta is determined by desire, then we can, within the context of understanding who we are in that limited embodiment, the limited skills that we have and knowledge that we have. Now, you have a very high basement in sales, which allows you to have a higher...
I like that, high basement.
You do, right? Like LeBron James has a very high basement. In basketball.
Yeah.
You and I, no matter how big our delta is in basketball, we would never reach LeBron James' basement.
No, couldn't.
And
right.
And he probably couldn't reach our basement in sales.
Yeah. And we could never see his pinnacle.
Correct.
Right. We could see his basement, maybe, but we can't see his pinnacle, right?
Of course. And I think that's so important because as we look at our life in this journey that we're on, we have to align those skills, knowledge, and the desire that we have with where we want to be or better.
Yeah.
And I simply define good and bad as good is in the trajectory or divine direction of where I want to be, mm-hmm. that is what interferes with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for you, you got great clarity through the 12 steps. Mm-hmm. And I have seen two different dependent variables in successful people. And I was born in Akron, Ohio. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah, that's the birthplace. That's where Bill and Bob.
Bill and Bob.
Our secret handshake is, are you friends of Bill and Bob?
Exactly, that is.
And that's the secret handshake. Do you know those guys? That means you're a member, yeah.
West Akron.
That was an Akron,
505 West Market Street is one block away. That's where
my grandfather... And that where one desperate soul was connected with a wretched soul. And the two of them began something that today is responsible for tens of millions of people having found... You know, the keys to the kingdom instead of a hangover.
Yeah, and that 12 steps, I think, is limited because I think too many people put the brand of you need to be, everyone's in recovery. If you have faith, everybody's in recovery because
your
higher self. And the other one's dyslexia, but, you know, I just find people who have dyslexia.
Yeah.
They
I'm only dyslexic when it comes to time zones.
Nice.
You put me in a different time zone, I think everything's starting earlier or later.
I was going to say, you're always either early or late. You were early last night, now you're late today. No kidding. So for you, though, what aspects of the 12 steps, beyond being in recovery with an addiction, have actually changed your life in all aspects? What are in the 12 steps, some of those that everyone in the world it should resonate with?
I was going to call my book a sales title, Go For No, you know? And, and I happened to be sitting with Ms. Lecter, who was the co-author with Guy Kiyosaki and Rich Dad Poor Dad.
With
Sharon Lecter, and she challenged me, well, why are you calling it this? And I was sharing about my real experience in the 12 steps and my salvation, my rescue from literally jails, institutions, and death was the advice that I got and the direction that I got of do these very, very, very simple, simple things every single day, no matter what. And I explained that to her, and she goes, that's the title. That's the title to your book, and that's the title to my book, no matter what. And when I look about the success I've had in my solar career, it's because I transposed that same success, that recipe. I call my book The Recipe for a Seven-Figure Income in sales. It's I transposed to find the critical things that have to be done every single solitary day and form a sacred commitment to do those every day, no matter what. And that's really why I've been able to achieve the results I have in solar sales. That's why I've been able to also achieve those results in my personal life. And, you know, you talk about the basement, you know, what that did, I had a breakout year and really a stupendous result, but it was a breakout. And I decided, you know what, that's my new, I call it my floor, you know, not the basement, but the floor. And so in everybody, here's what's interesting. Everyone we know is successful almost continuously at reaching the floor. The floor is the income number at which you're pretty screwed if you don't get it. And everyone we know is not getting evicted, pretty much.
It's a thermostat.
Once in a while, you know someone who gets evicted, everything fell apart, but pretty much everybody's not getting evicted and losing their credit cards, right? That's because they're meeting the floor. So what can we do to raise, you know, that floor? And being with you has helped me doing that, Sam has also created... you know, that vision that, you know, maybe I'll be someone who lives on a yacht someday.
It's done. And those non-negotiables are essential in my life and the daily practice, which is also inherent in the 12 steps, that it has to be daily because God has granted us 24 hours guaranteed every single day of our lives. Except for the last day, he might cheat us out of a few hours. But I take that perspective. Yeah. The last question I have, though, is most people in your situation, in the success and the passion and the purpose that you have in your life now, have a relationship, not just with money that has changed. And I've seen that in your career, your relationship with money change, but your relationship with time.
Yeah.
And a lot of people talk about relationship and money, but they don't talk about the relationship with time. How has your relationship with time changed?
Well, you and I have a distinct advantage over 93%, 98% of the population
here. I noticed
here.
That as I'm walking
around. Napoleon Hill talks about this, and he doesn't mess around with it. He's not mincing words with it. He says, once men hit their 50s, they have a completely different relationship with time. It's almost like ladies hitting their biological clock with having a baby. They just, they can hear the clock ticking. And men hit their 50s and like, I don't got another couple of decades to screw around. If I'm going to create a legacy and a reputation and a standing and security and maybe financial, standing, it better get going now or it isn't going to happen. And so I got into solar when I was 50, exactly. And I knew I don't have like five more rodeos. I got like, this rodeo needs to work. And so I think guys in our generation at this stage in our lives, we have an advantage because we feel that urgency. And so we're putting that time to work. And so I really feel that. And then the last thing, you know, talking about the 12 steps and the time, but it really comes down to, and this is the thing that everyone who's in 12 steps that's successful follows through on, the fact that the 12th step is about passing it on to others, being of service. And for free and for none, for fun, not for money, not for fame, not for whatever. It's reaching out to one person and saying, I know how to do something. And if you knew how to do what I knew how to do, it would change your life. So come with me for the afternoon. And not only I'm not going to charge you, but I'm going to give you money. If I set an appointment and then I sell it, that's going to be your appointment. And you're going to get paid for having, even though you just stood there and looked silly. You're going to get all the money from all the appointments. Just come with me and this will... I know how to do something that if you knew how to do it, it would change your life. Come with me. I'll show you how to do it. And for me, that's a tremendous, tremendous service. And then, of course, you and I are in sales. I don't think people understand that the mastercraft of sales is truly helping the customer find the courage to take action today and move forward with the process today. They think that they're somehow being a crafty salesperson instead of being of service. And I look at it that if I'm brought to someone's kitchen table and they've asked me to sit there and help them make a decision, and I let them off the hook with their, I got to think about it, blah, 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 blah. And I don't go, I'm the professional in this meeting. And let me tell you what I think is the best outcome for you, and help them understand that with conviction and then pull the trigger, take action. That's the real craftsmanship of salesmen. And that's what I love to show people how to do.
Yeah, and the commitment of them being there and you being there has already indicated that they have an interest
absolutely
in making a decision.
Man, don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. Exactly. If you're at someone's kitchen table 2.5 hours later, come on, man. We're trying to get there.
Help
Let's get
out.
There.
Exactly. Well, it is an honor and a privilege. No matter what, if you want to be successful, you need to read this man's books, listen to him speak, follow his content, and maybe even ask him to shadow him one day. It will change your life. My mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy by finding 1,000 people like Michael O'Donnell who will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 to be happy. That's the ability to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.